Today is a day to honor the men and women in uniform who served their country. Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skokas says this Veterans Day is even more significant, just days after the massacre at Fort Hood.
It's a very sad tragedy that they're preparing to go to combat operations in theater, and this type of incident would happen on our soil at one of our largest military base.
Several Wisconsin soldiers are at Fort Hood as part of Madison's 467th Medical Detachment, a combat stress unit, two of whom were killed and four wounded. Skokas says those stress units are very important in assisting members of the military with mental health issues, such as post-traumatic stress disorder. Skokas, who recently returned from his second tour of duty in Iraq, says he was stunned when he heard about the tragedy in Texas.
Yeah, I was very stunned. Dory, who is the Vet Center, Federal Vet Center supervisor, I commissioned her in her direct commission to captain almost 2 years ago before my last deployment. So I wish the very best. My sympathy goes to the family members, and it's a very sad situation for our country.
Dory Karskadon is a clinical social worker with the U.S. Army Reserve and an expert in PTSD. She's part of the Madison-based unit. The 47-year-old was shot twice in the hip, and a bullet grazed her head. She's expected to have a full recovery. Meanwhile, Skokas says members of the armed forces pay a big price for our freedom, and it's important to find the state and federal funds to support veterans programs. U.S. House Democrat from Wausau, David Obie, says as we celebrate Veterans Day, it's important to remember that while we may be divided on where we stand on the war, this nation must be united in seeing that our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are welcomed home with compassion. He says supporting our troops is a mandate, not a slogan. There are currently about 427,000 veterans in Wisconsin. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.